1320 WILS, the morning wake up with yours truly, Dave Ackerley. Great to have you with us today on the program, wherever you may be listening. And of course, also the podcast at 1320WILS.com, where we live stream as well. You know, I'm old enough here, ladies and gentlemen, to go back to an era where in my public school age, a good posture was emphasized. And I mean in class. At a very young age, we were corrected. If we were slumping in our seats, we had to sit up, eyes forward. We were told, and you know, this was just basic, common. No one complained about it because it was just expected that you would have a certain posture while you were doing your daily work. And for some people, I think that carries over. But now, are we so into our devices and bending over them and staring down? Wherever you go, people are down looking at their phone. Whether at a dinner table, on a subway, on a bus, while they're driving, God forbid. Is this creating something that may be known as tech neck and taking a toll on posture of kids before their bodies and their bone structure is matured? Let's talk about it this morning with chiropractor, posture expert, and author of Stand Taller, Live Longer, Dr. Steven Weiniger. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing well. So, and I hope you are too, and this is an interesting topic because you know that you know, in American society, good overall posture was a part of just every day with school. And you were, you know, I don't know if you were, but I certainly was corrected if I was slumping over, not sitting up straight, not, you know, we even had, you know, film strips and slides to show how you would sit properly to have less stress on your lower back and on your neck. Doesn't happen anymore, does it?
It was, I remember that, and it was more than just them telling you. It was them showing you.
Right.
It was a mark of character. It was a good person is a stand-up person that stands straight, and that was the way the world was. And we become so politically correct that we can't critique a child to tell them to stand up straight, and there's consequences that we're realizing even more as kids get more and more flexed over phones.
Yeah, we had, you know, and there were things, there were diseases then, there were, you know, you always carry, teachers would look for curvature of the spine, all these other things. Well, you know, we've gotten past some of that, and others we haven't, but now there's this introducing high technology, which has us always, you know, nobody holds their iPad up in front of their face very often, they're looking down at it. Nobody holds their iPhone up at eye level, standing out straight, they're looking down at it. And what does that do from a young age? If you're 75 or 80, okay, you've already weathered the storm. But if you're 8, 9, 10, 12 years old, what kind of negatives do you see, doctor?
From a clinical point of view, we're seeing a lot more, dramatically more problems with neck pain, back pain, shoulder and arm pain with radiation from a nerve being pinched in the neck, even TMJ problems in kids that are in middle school or high school, where you never saw this amount of problem. And I've had this from friends as well as seeing it, where you're seeing, when you take an x-ray of kids, you're seeing arthritis in kids that you never saw arthritis before.
There are some experts who say, and that's disturbing, by the way, there's some experts who say we're actually becoming more like our prehistoric ancestors, and we're evolving, we're devolving and reversing. Is that going too far? Do you think there's some truth to that?
I don't think that that's exactly accurate because we're learning to use our arms a lot differently than they did.
Yeah.
But we're evolving in a different direction that has a lot of health problems because it's not just the muscles and joints that are affected. When your head folds over your chest can't open as well, so you can't take as deep of a breath. And as we get older, that's going to be a bigger and bigger problem. Even things like your general appearance, if you look like an old person when you're young, the skin itself is delicate around the eyes and the upper part of the neck. And if you keep that constantly flexed and forward, you're going to have lines and wrinkles before you should.
Well, as a chiropractor, it's good for business in a sense. But
it is.
Let's be honest there. But you want to try to, you know, part of your job is also prevention and teaching people how to, you know, maybe you come in for an adjustment here, an adjustment there, but how to avoid having to overdo it with that because you just have better. So do you try to counsel young people? Do you try to counsel parents of younger children? Or is this something that it's beyond maybe one practitioner to handle?
I very much do that, and I lecture to chiropractors and other posture professionals across the world to teach them how to help their people to stand taller, because adding posture exercises and creating posture awareness to somebody's routine can make a tremendous difference in how the body keeps on moving forward.
Okay,
making them aware of it first, and then giving them something to do about it.
Dr. Weiniger, if somebody comes in and says, look, I'm just glued to my device, I can't get off of it, so tell me how to do it in a more healthful way, because I'm going to still spend the time, but I don't want to be hurting my neck and my back and my lower back and the things that go forward from those into other areas of the body. So what would you tell them?
Great question. First things first, become aware of how you really look. Let's take a benchmark posture picture of you so you can see what you really are standing like when you think you're standing straight. Now, keep your body moving. Let's change up how you're texting. Lift your hand up some of the time when you're texting. Put your hand where you're resting so you're looking up and out at the phone rather than down. During the day, a couple times a day, do a postural stretch, like keeping your head level and moving it straight backwards, leaning against the wall to try to align your head more effectively over your torso. And getting adjusted once in a while, getting a massage once in a while, and doing regular regular exercises like yoga or Pilates or the strong posture exercise protocols.
Hey, just hearing the stuff I used to hear 40 years ago, just stand up straight, hit your head up straight. these were you heard it from your parents, you heard it from relatives, you heard it from a teacher, you heard it from your coach. Yeah, stand up straight, you know, stand tall. You say it in your thing, stand tall. We would hear that all the time. I don't think you hear it much anymore. Where can people, Dr. Weiniger, find you online?
Our website is bodyzone.com, and there's a directory there for CPAP, Certified Posture Exercise Professionals. One thing I'd like to comment on that you said about coaches, if you look at an athlete that's a winning athlete, they've got strong posture.
Sure.
If you have a kid that's competing, you want to get that kid standing taller because that's really important if you want that kid to be a winner.
Yeah, I think you could well be right. You always see it coming back. They always talk about their core. It starts with their posture. It works around their core, and they work out from there. They don't work in. They work out. Makes total sense.
Exactly.
Makes sense. Dr. Steven Weiniger, chiropractor, posture expert, joining us this morning. Watch out for tech neck. Doesn't mean you have to put the device away. Just get smarter about it. Thanks for joining us, okay?
Thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.
All right, more coming up. Morning Wake Up. This is 1320 WILS.